Dreamscape presents On the Run by Valerie Hansen, narrated by Romy Nordlinger. 1.
Code Silver? All personnel be advised, we have a Code Silver.
The male voice, blaring over the PA system, sounded a lot calmer than Janie Kirkpatrick felt. In the 3 years she'd been an emergency room nurse, she'd never encountered a Code Silver except as a drill. Now she was staring down the barrel of a real handgun, the object of the hospital's cryptic warning. It didn't matter that this firearm wasn't actually silver. The threat was frighteningly clear. Senses heightened beyond belief, Janie masked her fear and faced the three rough-looking men who had delivered a wounded comrade to the ER and laid him out on a gurney.
You can put the gun away, she said. We'll care for your friend the same way we would any patient.
When the oldest of the four gestured with the pistol in his meaty hand, she suppressed a shudder.
Then get to it, he said. Tim's bleeding out.
Where was a doctor? Where were the other nurses?
Janie wished she could see through the privacy curtains that had been pulled around that small treatment area to close it off. The tallest of the four men shouldered forward and cautiously placed his hand across the top of the pistol.
Hey, if you scare her too bad, she won't be worth a hoot, boss.
His voice was deep with just a hint of gruffness. The leader jerked the gun away, then aimed it directly at Janie. She could tell he was near the end of what little patience he'd had to begin with. Her knees weakened. She began to perspire despite the air conditioning.
Please.
The tall man stepped closer to her and spoke quietly.
You'll be fine. I suggest you let me cut Tim's clothes away from his wound while you check his vitals. Blood pressure's probably low. He was shot a couple of hours ago, and I haven't been able to stop the bleeding. That's why we brought him here.
Eyes wide, Janie stared at the stranger towering over her 5'3" height. Strong, dark-haired, and a healthy 30-something, he looked more like a renegade than a medic, thanks to long hair, a scruffy, unshaven chin, and worn denim clothing. Yet he seemed to have useful knowledge. As her blue eyes momentarily connected with his somber gaze, she searched in vain for a flicker of anything that would tell her whether or not she might have found an ally. Using her stethoscope, she listened to the moaning patient's heartbeat and breathing, then spoke to her possible helper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?